From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
A little house cleaning to get the day started. The featured month on K, or the featured ministry this month on KLYT, Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. Last Friday, we had Clive Welsh on the broadcast. Hoped to have him in studio, but didn't work out. He was stranded in Belize. Poor guy. We're praying for him. Actually, we are praying for him and his ministry. They do great work in the Caribbean. Lighthouse Christian Radio there on the island of San Pedro, about 30 miles off the coast of Belize, broadcasts content very similar to what you listen to on KLYT. And as we encourage you to find out more about the ministry, go to klyt.fm, click on the Lighthouse Christian Radio banner there. They are regularly in need of support for the staff, for equipment repair and update, and resources for the outreach they do, much of which is to the AIDS community on the island of San Pedro. But you can go to klyt.fm to find out more about Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. And actually, you can go to abqconnect.online and hear last Friday's interview with Clive, going into the details of the ministry there and the history. Hopefully you'll take the time to do that. And actually, before we introduce today's first guest, I also want to make sure we're all dialed into relief for the Lahaina fire victims. Over 100 are reported dead, and apparently hundreds still missing. Just a tragedy. And hundreds have lost everything. Samaritan's Purse last week flew their DC-8 aircraft from North Carolina to Maui, and they've been there since. They brought 17 tons of relief supplies, including solar lights, hygiene kits, and they brought tools and equipment to help sift through the ashes to recover valuables and treasured mementos for the devastated homeowners that are there. Those response specialists, since being in Maui, have been conducting assessments and actually working closely with local authorities there to determine when it's going to be safe to move into those affected areas. If you want updates, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org. Or perhaps you've prayed about being a part of that relief effort, or maybe you've already decided you want to do it, just not sure where you want to do it. Samaritan's Purse, they've got it down. I mean, they're going to do good work. They've got a great reputation, and you can find out more at SamaritansPurse.org. Another great organization with a great reputation for reaching out in this community and really globally, Johnny and Friends. We're in studio with Marcy Patton. Marcy's the ministry operations manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Marcy, welcome back into studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You look rested, and I know you spent some time recently at the Warrior Getaway down in, I don't want to say southern New Mexico, south of here, about 3 hours around the Capitan area.
Capitan, Redoso area, yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, it was amazing. It was the third retreat of 3, and the Warrior Getaway. We had 9 combat veterans there and their families and 25 volunteers, and had an amazing time. The veterans had a great time and just really got to work on a lot of healing, and it was amazing.
Well, you know, we've brought up the Warrior Getaway in the past, and encourage folks that were interested to reach out. But if someone's listening and thinking, that would have been perfect, this is an annual event, is that right?
It is, and I already have the dates for next year, actually. It's going to be the first week of July. It'll be the 1st through the 5th, and we're super excited to have it on the books and start planning for next year already.
So what happens at a Warriors Getaway that might be different from the other camps that you have?
Well, it's different from our other camps. We still serve the families, which is different for warrior getaways. We serve the whole family. The spouses and the family serve right alongside our combat vets. And, you know, they go through a lot as well. And they're healing as a family from a lot of the trauma that that their warrior has gone through. And so we're there to help the whole family unit. And they really appreciate that, because I think the spouses get an opportunity to really understand more of what their warrior is going through and their veteran. And it helps them to get a little bit better understanding, because the warriors only want to say so much sometimes.
Right. And I want to draw attention to the website, because it's a great place to get information about all that Johnny and Friends mm-hmm. does, as well as specifically Johnny and Friends New Mexico. But on the website, actually went to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And from that website, went to the Our Work tab at the top of the page. And then you can slide over to the Warrior Getaway and all kinds of other getaways. We can talk about mm-hmm. some of those maybe. But you click on that and you'll find information, including, you know, where the different getaways are. And, even if you missed the one here in New Mexico, there's others you may want to travel and go and be a part of.
Oh, absolutely.
Next July will be a great opportunity. Plenty of time now mm-hmm. to plan for next year. How does someone go about applying for or being a part of that getaway here in New Mexico?
Well, we'll be opening up registration hopefully in November. They can check our website. They can give me a call at 505-835-5263. And they can ask questions. I'd be happy to tell them all about it. The amazing thing about this warrior getaway is we have generous donors that help cover the cost for this getaway for our warriors and their families. So there is no charge for the warrior and their families to attend this event.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time that you and who all went from the office here? Everyone?
All of us. Sandy was there, our area director, and Austin, our relations manager, and yeah, we were all there serving.
So what was the highlight for you at the camp?
I have to say the creative vets. They come in, we bring in songwriters from Nashville.
Okay.
And they work with the warriors and their spouses. We break them up into groups, and they get to write a song about what they're going through and be able to express their words, and then we have a concert at the end with the songwriters, and it's absolutely amazing.
So how many songs does that end up being?
It's four songs, usually. Okay. Yeah, I have two sets of warriors. I have a group of female warriors. So all you female veterans out there, you know, this is for you as well. Love to have you. And then the spouses get to write a song. So we have four songwriters.
So do you guys like make a EP or anything?
No, we haven't, but Creative Vets does. They record all the songs and put them out in Nashville, and you can get them on any streaming device for just look up Creative Vets.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's one of the getaways. Let's, before we move on to coffee and care for caregivers, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the daily work that's being done here in the Albuquerque area that our listeners may not be aware of that
sure.
Johnny and Friends does. Your office right down the street.
We are. We're right down the street at Wyoming and San Antonio, and we collect wheelchairs and we get them refurbished and send them all over the world to help for those that do not have the gift of mobility, because the cost is so outrageous. So we provide that along with the gospel and minister to the families with those with disabilities around the world. And we also have respites that we do here locally to give caregivers and families a break and maybe spend some time with their typical siblings or, you know, kids, or you know, drop all the kids off and mom and dad get to go out and enjoy some time together, because they really do not get a break.
Right. And actually later in today's show, don't let me forget, mm-hmm. We're going to give you details about one of those you can put on the calendar for the fall that's coming up.
Yep.
As far as the collection for You mentioned the wheelchairs. Now, there's several locations around the city where you can do that. Do you know off the top of your head where those are?
I know several. There's one at Faith Church at 10,000 Spain, between Eubank and Wyoming. There is another at Grace Church over here in San Antonio. Uh-huh. There's another one at the Big Brothers Big Sisters Drop-Off Center on Juan Thibault at Candelaria. And we have a few other blue ones around the city as well. You'll see them. It says Johnny and Friends. And you can also call our office and someone will come out and actually pick it up. You don't have to put it in the car and go drop it anywhere.
Okay. And let me help you out a little bit with this too. Actually, I asked before I looked on the website, if you go to johnnyandfriends.org, on the website, at the top, you'll find ways to help. And then down below that, donate a wheelchair and then find a place to donate. And I'm looking in the Albuquerque area right now. There's several actually, around the area. But that's really the, including the West Side, looks like, even, as far south as, near Isleta looks like.
Yeah. South Valley.
There's an opportunity to do that. So you can go to the website and find the map, zoom in, zoom out, find the place that best suits you to drop off those wheelchairs. I'm guessing you collect more than wheelchairs as well. Walkers?
We do. We collect walkers.
Canes?
We can do canes. Cannot do wood of any kind. Okay. We can do crutches, but they have to be metal.
Okay.
Because of warping and things like that. But yes, we'll do canes, walkers, and crutches as
and
well.
And if you're not sure, now, which of these numbers is best to use if they have a question?
The 505-835-5263.
All right, that's 505-835-5263 for questions about the Warrior Getaway or donations and really any of the ministries done through the local Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Let's go ahead and jump into the Coffee and Care for Caregivers. Now, this is a monthly event.
Yeah.
For those family, you know, the members of the family that are caregivers for someone in need of caregiving. It's the last Tuesday of every month, and you're getting it started back up for
the fall. Yeah, on the 29th of August.
That is next Tuesday, week from today. At the Johnny and Friends office, which again is it Wyoming and what did you say?
It's Wyoming and San Antonio.
What happens at a coffee and care for caregivers?
Well, it's a great opportunity for the caregiver to be able to get out of the house, come share with other caregivers, which are usually always family members, give them an opportunity to just have some social fellowship. You know, they're isolated.
Yeah.
And you can bring your child with you. That's perfectly fine. If they happen to be in school or at one of their daycare type events, then feel free to come on over and sit and have coffee with us and donuts and fruit and just fellowship.
That has to make a real difference to be able to connect with others that are really walking in your shoes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, you know, because they get it. They understand the hardships and the ups and downs.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Marcy Patton. She's the Ministry Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And you can find out more at the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And if any of the content we're talking about today have questions about, we'd encourage you to go to the website or call the number that Marcy provided, 505-835-5263. I know you're running over to get something, write it down, so I'll say it again. Ready? It's 505-835-5263. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with Marcy about Johnny and Friends New Mexico right after this on ABQ Connect. Glad you joined us on this Tuesday. You can hear ABQ Connect, of course, every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. On tomorrow's show, New Mexico for Mercy will be joining us back in studio. We hope you'll take the time to be a part of that by tuning in or logging on to klyt.fm. And, of course, download the app now for your device, whether it's phone, tablet, what have you. Coming up this weekend, prayer at the heart of Bernalillo County with the Jesus Gathering. It's happening at the Balloon Fiesta Park. It is a free event and free parking. It's pretty unusual for, you know, just not used to going out to Balloon Fiesta Park. I mean, Freedom Celebration parking was free, and it'll be free for this event as well this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can find the times for each day at christianbody.tv, but you're invited out. Everyone's invited out to join with others in the body of Christ, praying for our community, and our community needs prayer. There's going to be opportunities for worship, fellowship, evangelism. And again, everyone's invited to come out to this free event. Details at christianbody.tv. We're in the middle of a conversation with Marcy Patton. She's the Ministry Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Marcy, how long have you been doing that now?
5 years.
There you go.
Going on 5 years. All yeah. right.
You got it down.
Yes, sir. Love every minute of it.
What, you know, I imagine you do. What you know, when you're all done doing this, and I know there's future things coming, but what do you think is going to stand out the most when you think back to the time at Johnny and Friends New Mexico?
Oh, all the wonderful families we serve. They're so close to my heart, and I just love them dearly, and all the things I've learned, you know.
So, I mean, they really are family.
Yeah, they right? really are. Yeah, it's a ministry to me. It's not a job, so
yeah.
It's family.
Yeah, well, we mentioned off the air the booth you guys are going to have that'll help you connect with the community. Many of the listeners may be attending the Rio Grande Down Syndrome Buddy Walk that's happening in September. Is this a first for you guys? Or
it is. We're super excited to be involved. We're going to have a booth set up out there at the UNM Football East Practice Fields, and going to be a part of it from 3 to 6 on Saturday, the 16th of September.
Okay, and if you want to find out more about that Buddy Walk, the Rio Grande Buddy Walk, again, that's with the Down Syndrome Society. Is it Society?
What? Yeah, the Rio Grande Down Syndrome, I think it is Society.
Okay, yeah.
Network.
Yeah, National, and they're connected with, I see here, National Down Syndrome Society. Here's the website I'm looking at. It's ds-stride.org. ds-stride.org/RGDSN Buddy Walk. But I'm sure if you just go to that first one, you'll be able to find the location for the Rio Grande Buddy Walk. And it's going to be at the UNM Football Practice Field. Again, that's September 16th from 3 to 6. And if you want more details, you can go to that website and find out more. But I'd be interesting to see how many people you connect with out there.
It's going to be exciting. Come on out and see me. We got several families that are walking in the Buddy Walk, so we're excited.
So families with members of the family that have Down syndrome,
mm-hmm.
How do they connect with Johnny and Friends, and what kind of things will they find when they do?
Well, we have our family retreats in the summertime that we do, which is a great respite time for the whole family. And our respites, we talk about our respites and the different events that we have throughout the year. We also help different churches in training them on disability ministries and how to serve and love on their families with disabilities. So we'll have all that kind of information as well.
All right. And again, that's on September 16th. Johnny and Friends will have the booth out there at the Buddy Walk. And again, that's at 1111 University Boulevard at the UNM Football East Practice Fields from 3 to 6.
3 to 6.
You're going to be out there?
Yep.
Probably be out there a little before 3.
Oh, yeah.
Getting yep. set up.
Exactly.
All right. And how much do you like those barn dances?
Oh, they're so much fun. We love
just,
fun.
You just have events and fun and yeah. It puts a smile on your face.
Everyone deserves to have fun.
Yeah, well, and it puts a smile on the face of your family members. I was going to say clients, but yeah, family members.
Our families, yeah.
That's happening in October.
Yeah.
Can't happen soon enough, huh?
Oh, man. October 14th out at the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn out in the beautiful area of Los Ranchos. Uh-huh. And we're really excited. We're going to have music, and different churches and organizations are going to set up fun game booths and food. We're going to have street tacos and all kinds of good stuff. So
dancing.
Come on out and dancing. It's going to be a really fun afternoon.
If you don't know, is it square dancing?
No, it's just a regular fun party.
Okay, a little two-step.
Little two-step, waltz. You know. Little rock and roll, why not?
Are you a dancer?
I was until my knee gave out.
Oh, okay.
I love dancing.
And it is free to the community, which is, you know, one of the best parts to announce.
Yeah.
That's the Fiesta Barn Dance. It's Saturday, October 14th. You know what time that is?
That is from 3 to 6 p.m. as well.
Okay. And that's, I'm assuming, on the Johnny and Friends website.
Yes.
So go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico to find out more about the Fiesta Barn Dance. Like sawdust on the ground and all that.
Almost, you know, you just put on your dancing boots and bring your cowboy hat and let's have some fun.
Your best yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Okay. So event after event, nicely done, keeping the families supported, encouraged, mm-hmm. and a place to go and fellowship and support one another.
Yes.
I think that's got to be a big part of it. Now, one of the things we mentioned earlier in the hour is a regular event that happens at various churches. Before we get to that, I want to encourage churches that may not be connected with Johnny and Friends and may think, well, I don't know if we're equipped to do some of this, what you're talking about, the respite nights that we're going to walk through here in a minute. But the truth is, if you feel like it's an area where your community, your church community, wants to be a part of reaching out to the Johnny and Friends community, how does that happen? I kind of know, but they're not on their own. It's not like, oh, cool, here's a date. People are going to show up.
Right. No, we walk you through. We have training, and we have Austin Drake, who is our ministry relations manager, and he is really great at working with churches and building relationships and doing disability training on exactly what it is. It's not just one more thing you have to do. It's about inclusion, and we have a great training program, and we walk alongside you and help you with it as well. And we have volunteers that come from the different respites and the other churches that help as well. It's a community.
Now, after years of doing this, are there any stories that come to mind of people maybe who, you know, were a little apprehensive at first, and then once you've walked them through it, they're like, not only was that great, but let's do it again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In fact, all of the churches that have gotten involved do it every quarter. So they do it at least 3 times a year. And we're always looking for more churches. It would be amazing to have 2 a month rather than 1 a month. So the need is out there. You know, they're isolated, and these families don't get a break, and they need a break. And that's the whole idea of respite. It's only for 3 hours, and you get a lot of rest in 3 hours, believe it or not. You know, even couples that get the opportunity to have, you know, dinner together without taking care of everybody else, you know, and actually getting to sit across from each other and spend time together, you know, that's valuable.
And there is one on the calendar.
There is. We have one coming up in September. The one in August is already completely full. But we have one coming up at New Covenant Church in September on the 29th. And we're looking for families that need respite, and also for any volunteers. If you'd like to see what a respite's like, come on out and, you know, we'll teach you how to be a buddy to a child.
All right. Well, okay. So here's a great opportunity. Maybe your church is considering doing a respite night. maybe a group from that church, whether it's the Silver Saints or the youth group or
college group,
the knitting club or whatever, show up. Well, maybe actually reach out to Johnny and friends before going so they can plug you into it to be a volunteer at this next one at New Covenant Church on September 29th. You can call 505-835-5263. Here comes the number again. You ready? 505-835-5263. Your group that maybe at your church, you're thinking, we could do a respite night. Mm-hmm. Let's see what it's all about. Call Marcy, right?
Yeah. You're looking for a volunteer opportunity, you know, and you're wanting to give back to the community. This is a great opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, we would encourage you to do that. And, you know, spend some time in prayer. See if the Spirit speaks to you about pulling the trigger on making a phone call to Marcy and saying, sign us up. We want to come and see what the respite night's all about at New Covenant Church so we can plan ours for. Now, if someone were to do that, how soon could you have them ready to have a respite night?
Oh, probably within a couple of months. I mean, yeah, we'll check Austin's schedule and get them plugged in.
That sounds like fun. Well, listen, we've been visiting with Marcy Patton. She's the Ministry Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico to find out more about the ministry, about most of what we've talked about, if not all of what we talked about today. And some of the things we mentioned, like the Warrior Getaway for next year in July, that's going to be posted, you know, in months, in January, February, maybe. But you could reach out as early as today with a phone call if you have a question. And that number again is 505-835-5263. Did we leave anything out, Marcy?
Our family retreats that we'll be doing as well. So if you're interested in a family retreat and what that's like, either as a family or as a volunteer, give us a call.
All right. Any on the calendar you want to mention?
We have the last week of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
For next year.
Yes, sir.
That's the best time to
plan. Ready to go.
Yeah, we call it the Lana Manana, but stop it. get all the information.
I'm a planner. Now. I like planning ahead.
get it on the calendar so you can be a part of that family retreat as well. So whether it's the Warrior Getaway, the family retreat, or other activities like the Fiesta Barn Dance or the Coffee and Care for Caregivers, all that information available to you. If you don't find it at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, call Marcy at 505-835-5263. All right, Marcy, let's do this again soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good to me.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Folds of Honor. Their Patriot Dinner is just days away, but still sponsor opportunities and ways for you to participate, maybe be at the event. But we'll let you know more in general as well about Folds of Honor next on ABQ Connect.